Option B. Introduction. Option B, Facing Adversity, Building Resilience, and Finding Joy is a deeply insightful and transformative book co-authored by Sheryl Sandberg, the Chief Operating Officer of Facebook, and Adam Grant, a renowned psychologist and professor at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Combining elements of personal memoir, cutting-edge psychological research, and practical advice, the book provides a powerful guide for anyone looking to rebuild their life after experiencing profound adversity. At its heart, Option B addresses how individuals can confront life's most challenging moments, cultivate resilience, and rediscover joy in the wake of trauma. The book's genesis lies in Sandberg's deeply personal journey of grief and recovery following the sudden and devastating death of her husband, Dave Goldberg, in 2015. Goldberg, a successful Silicon Valley executive, passed away unexpectedly during a vacation, leaving Sandberg grappling with the shock of his loss and the overwhelming task of raising their two young children alone. Option B takes readers inside Sandberg's personal struggle, sharing her raw emotional experiences in the immediate aftermath of her husband's death and the steps she took to rebuild her life. While the book's foundation is Sandberg's personal loss, it speaks to a much broader audience. Whether facing the death of a loved one, battling illness, experiencing job loss, or enduring other forms of trauma, readers will find the insights offered by Sandberg and Grant universally applicable. The authors intertwine Sandberg's poignant reflections with Grant's expertise in psychology, making the book a rich exploration of the human capacity for resilience. By offering research-backed strategies and real-life stories of others who have faced hardship, Option B demonstrates that recovery is not only possible but can also lead to personal growth and renewed strength. One of the book's central themes is that life does not always go as planned. While many of us envision an ideal future, our option unforeseen challenges can derail that vision, forcing us to consider alternative paths, or Option B. Rather than succumbing to despair when Option A is no longer viable, Sandberg and Grant argue that it is within our power to make the most of Option B, to find new meaning, and even to create joy in the face of loss. Resilience, they emphasize, is not an inherent trait but a skill that can be developed over time through conscious effort and support from others. In Option B, Sandberg and Grant offer readers a roadmap for navigating grief and adversity. The book delves into the psychological principles that underpin resilience, illustrating how individuals can shift their mindsets, embrace vulnerability, and rebuild their lives after experiencing major setbacks. Ultimately, it is a story of hope and renewal, reminding us that while we cannot always control what happens to us, we do have control over how we respond, and that even in the darkest of times, we can find our way back to joy. Part 1, Facing Adversity. The book opens with the traumatic event that forever altered Sheryl Sandberg's life, the sudden, unexpected death of her husband, Dave Goldberg, while they were on vacation in Mexico. This tragedy left Sandberg, who had always been a confident and driven leader, feeling profoundly lost and vulnerable. She describes the overwhelming sense of emptiness, a void that seemed to consume everything she had once taken for granted, her happiness, her sense of stability, and her future as she had envisioned it. The grief she experienced felt insurmountable, and she believed her life would never be whole again. This painful personal story sets the tone for the book's broader exploration of how individuals face and cope with adversity, be it the loss of a loved one, illness, professional setbacks, or other life-altering challenges. In this section, Adam Grant, drawing on his expertise in psychology, introduces the concept of resilience. He emphasizes that resilience is not an innate trait that some people are born with, but rather a skill that can be developed over time. Resilience, Grant explains, is the capacity to adapt to difficult situations and to continue forward in life even when it feels like everything is falling apart. For many people, however, the first response to tragedy is often paralyzing grief, fear, or confusion, emotions that can seem impossible to overcome without support and the right mental framework. A key aspect of the psychological journey that Grant outlines is the concept of counterfactual thinking. After a traumatic event, it is common for individuals to replay the situation in their minds, imagining all the different ways things could have unfolded differently. They may think about what they could have done to prevent the tragedy or what might have happened if one small detail had been different. This mental habit, while normal, often exacerbates feelings of helplessness, guilt, and regret. Sandberg herself wrestled with this kind of thinking, asking herself whether she could have done something to prevent her husband's death or how things might have been different if she had acted in a certain way. Grant explains that such what-if scenarios can be a natural but harmful response to grief, as they keep people trapped in the past and hinder their ability to move forward. One of the most important insights Sandberg shares is the necessity of acknowledging one's pain and openly talking about it. When she first returned to work at Facebook after Dave's death, she was filled with apprehension. She worried about how her colleagues would react and how to talk to them about what had happened. She soon realized that people often avoid discussing grief out of discomfort or fear of saying the wrong thing. This silence, while well-intentioned, can leave the bereaved feeling even more isolated in their pain. Sandberg recounts feeling alienated in the workplace, as if her colleagues were avoiding her or walking on eggshells around her. It was only when a close friend encouraged her to speak openly about her grief that Sandberg began to feel more connected to those around her. In option B, the authors stress the importance of what they call kicking the elephant out of the room, directly addressing the difficult emotions and awkwardness that often accompany grief and loss. Rather than avoiding the subject, they advocate for an open acknowledgement of pain, both from the person experiencing the loss and from those around them. This approach allows the grieving person to feel seen and supported, rather than invisible or abandoned in their suffering. Grant and Sandberg highlight the role that friends, family, and colleagues can play in helping someone cope by offering understanding, empathy, and practical support, even if they don't know exactly what to say. Sandberg also discusses her struggle with the expectations she placed on herself as a leader and mother in the wake of her husband's death. She felt immense pressure to hold it together for her children, her work, and herself. But as she learned more about resilience, she realized that showing vulnerability was not a sign of weakness. Instead, it became clear that allowing herself to grieve, to be imperfect, and to lean on others for support was a crucial part of the healing process. Through this experience, Sandberg began to understand that resilience doesn't mean pushing through pain alone. Rather, it involves accepting help, expressing emotions, and taking small steps toward recovery, even when it seems impossible. The authors offer numerous examples of how people from different walks of life have faced adversity and found ways to rebuild their lives. These stories, combined with insights from psychological research, serve as a reminder that no matter how overwhelming a challenge may seem, it is possible to find a way forward. Whether dealing with a personal loss, a major setback, or a profound disappointment, the first step to building resilience is to face the adversity head-on and to recognize that the path to healing is neither quick nor linear. The foundation of option B is the belief that while tragedy is inevitable, it is possible to grow through it. Sandberg's personal grief becomes a powerful lens through which readers are invited to explore their own capacity for resilience. The void she felt after Dave's death is something many people can relate to after experiencing significant loss, but the book emphasizes that, with time and support, individuals can eventually fill that void with new meaning, purpose, and even joy. Part 2: Building Resilience. Resilience is one of the central themes of Option B, and Adam Grant presents it as a skill that can be built, rather than an innate characteristic. Grant draws on a variety of psychological research to show that resilience is the ability to recover from setbacks, adapt to change, and keep going in the face of adversity. He emphasizes that, while it may seem like some people are naturally better at handling life's challenges, resilience is not a fixed trait. Instead, it can be cultivated through specific practices, shifts in mindset, and the support of others. One of the core frameworks Grant introduces is the 3 P's of resilience, developed by psychologist Martin Seligman, which are critical barriers people often encounter when facing adversity. 1. Personalization, the belief that one is personally responsible for the adversity or trauma. Many individuals blame themselves for negative outcomes, even when it's not within their control. Sandberg shares how, in the aftermath of her husband's death, she repeatedly asked herself whether she could have done something to prevent it. She felt irrational guilt, wondering if there had been some small action she could have taken that might have saved his life. This tendency to internalize blame is common, especially in grief, but it can trap people in a cycle of self-blame and despair, hindering recovery. 2. Pervasiveness, the belief that the negative event will affect every area of one's life. Sandberg felt as if her entire world had crumbled after Dave's death. Her grief consumed her thoughts, making it difficult for her to imagine experiencing joy, purpose, or normalcy in any other aspect of her life. For many who face trauma, it can feel as though the adversity infiltrates every domain, work, relationships, social life, casting a shadow over all experiences. 3. Permanence, the belief that the traumatic event and its emotional impact will last forever. When Sandberg first lost Dave, she felt that the sadness would never go away, and that she would be living in a permanent state of sorrow. Over time, however, she learned that while grief is enduring, it doesn't have to be all-consuming or define one's entire future. Although some level of pain may remain, it is possible to experience happiness and fulfillment again. Sandberg and Grant emphasize that overcoming these 3 P's is essential to building resilience. They encourage readers to challenge the assumptions underlying these beliefs and to embrace new, healthier ways of thinking. For instance, understanding that personalization is often a cognitive distortion can help individuals let go of unnecessary guilt. Recognizing that pervasiveness and permanence are not realities but emotional responses can make it easier to find hope in other areas of life, even in the midst of pain. Developing a resilient mindset. A significant part of building resilience is mental reframing, learning how to shift one's perspective and develop healthier, more constructive ways of thinking. Sandberg and Grant encourage people to practice self-compassion and allow themselves to grieve without judgment. Often, those who have experienced a traumatic event feel guilty for moments of happiness, believing that experiencing joy somehow dishonors the memory of the person they've lost or minimizes the significance of their struggle. However, the authors argue that it is essential to grant oneself permission to feel joy without guilt, even while grieving. Grant also discusses the role of optimism in resilience. Optimism doesn't mean denying pain or hardship but involves cultivating a belief that things can improve and that better days are ahead. The authors cite research showing that optimistic people tend to recover from adversity more effectively because they believe that setbacks are temporary and surmountable. This mindset shift is a crucial element in fostering resilience because it enables individuals to see beyond their immediate suffering and envision a future in which they can experience joy and purpose again. Option B, finding meaning after loss. A key element of resilience discussed in this section is the concept of embracing option B. Sandberg describes option A as the life that people imagine for themselves, the ideal path where everything goes as planned. However, when adversity strikes, option A may no longer be available. In Sandberg's case, her option A was the life she had envisioned with her husband, raising their children together and sharing in life's milestones. His death shattered that vision, leaving her to face an unplanned and painful reality. Option B, then, represents the ability to find meaning and purpose in life after the original plan falls apart. This doesn't mean ignoring the pain or pretending that the loss never happened, but rather accepting that life has irrevocably changed and still striving to make the most of what remains. Sandberg speaks about how she came to understand that while she could not bring Dave back, she could still be a loving mother, find joy, and contribute meaningfully to the world. This shift allowed her to continue moving forward, not in denial of her grief but in acceptance that it would always be part of her life while also making room for new experiences and opportunities. The authors also highlight how helping others can foster resilience. Sandberg describes how she found meaning in supporting others who were going through their own hardships, whether by offering a listening ear, sharing her experiences, or simply being present. Acts of kindness and connection helped her heal, reinforcing the idea that resilience is not only about individual coping strategies but also about fostering strong relationships and finding ways to support others in their time of need. Practical tools for building resilience. Throughout this section, Sandberg and Grant offer several practical strategies for developing resilience. Building a support system, they stress the importance of leaning on friends, family, and colleagues for emotional and practical support. Sandberg shares how critical her network of friends was during her grief, offering both emotional comfort and helping her with day-to-day tasks. Grant notes that resilience is not built in isolation, it often requires the support of a caring community. Journaling and self-reflection. Writing about one's experiences and emotions can help individuals process their grief and make sense of their feelings. Sandberg found that writing about her loss, whether in a journal or through social media, was a powerful outlet for her emotions and helped her feel less isolated. Practicing gratitude. While it may seem difficult to focus on gratitude in the midst of grief, the authors discuss how actively practicing gratitude can help shift focus away from the pain and toward what remains positive in life. By acknowledging the small blessings or moments of joy, individuals can begin to regain a sense of hope. Fostering post-traumatic growth. Grant introduces the concept of post-traumatic growth, which suggests that people can emerge from adversity stronger, more focused, and with a deeper sense of purpose. While not everyone will experience growth in the same way, the idea that hardship can lead to positive personal development is an empowering message for those grappling with loss. By the end of this section, it becomes clear that resilience is not about avoiding or minimizing pain but about learning how to live with it and adapt in a way that allows for continued growth, connection, and joy. Sandberg's own journey illustrates that while life may never be the same after a significant loss, it is still possible to build a new, meaningful life, one filled with moments of happiness, gratitude, and purpose. Part 3, Finding Joy. In the later sections of Option B, Sheryl Sandberg and Adam Grant shift focus to how individuals can rediscover joy and find a new sense of meaning after experiencing profound loss or adversity. While recovery from trauma doesn't mean forgetting the pain, it involves learning to embrace life's potential for happiness, connection, and personal growth. The authors explore how resilience not only enables people to survive tragedy but also opens up the possibility of thriving in ways they might not have imagined. The role of gratitude in healing. One of the most impactful tools that Sandberg highlights in her healing process is the practice of gratitude. After Dave's death, the intensity of her grief was overwhelming, but she slowly began to recognize and appreciate small moments of joy that still existed in her life. She recounts how her children, despite their own loss, became a source of comfort and laughter for her, offering brief moments of respite from the sorrow. Instead of being consumed by what she had lost, Sandberg learned to focus on what she still had, a practice that helped her rebuild her emotional life. Adam Grant reinforces this point by highlighting the psychological benefits of gratitude. According to research, practicing gratitude can significantly increase happiness and shift a person's focus away from loss toward what remains positive in life. This doesn't mean denying pain or pretending that everything is fine, but rather making a conscious effort to notice and appreciate the good, however small, amidst the darkness. This mindset can help people create space for joy and peace, even in the midst of grief. Sandberg explains how gratitude became a daily practice for her, something she actively worked on to maintain perspective. For example, she started a tradition at dinner with her children where they would each share 3 moments of joy or gratitude from their day. This simple ritual, although difficult at first, gradually helped her reframe her day-to-day life, providing moments of positivity that gave her the strength to move forward. Post-traumatic growth. Another key concept that the authors explore is post-traumatic growth, a psychological phenomenon where individuals who have experienced trauma don't just recover but emerge from their suffering with a new sense of purpose, strength, and clarity. Instead of being diminished by adversity, some people find ways to grow and become stronger as a result. This idea is rooted in research suggesting that, for many, adversity serves as a catalyst for personal transformation. For Sandberg, the death of her husband deepened her empathy for others, particularly those experiencing loss, hardship, or grief. Before her husband's passing, she admits that she didn't fully understand the depths of suffering or the complexities of grief that others went through. But after her own devastating experience, she became more compassionate and more committed to supporting others in their own struggles. Sandberg's journey through loss not only changed her personal outlook but also shifted her professional priorities, leading her to become an advocate for resilience and emotional well-being in both personal and workplace settings. Grant expands on this by discussing the psychological shifts that often accompany post-traumatic growth. People who experience this kind of growth frequently report a renewed focus on their core values, deeper relationships, and a greater appreciation for life's fragility. These individuals may also feel a stronger desire to contribute to the well-being of others, turning their pain into purpose. Sandberg, for example, channeled her grief into advocacy, using her platform to speak openly about loss, resilience, and the importance of community support in times of crisis. The power of community support. A recurring theme throughout Option B is the importance of community and the role that empathy and support from others play in recovery. Sandberg speaks candidly about how the love and kindness of her friends, family, and colleagues became lifelines in the darkest moments of her grief. She explains that people often feel awkward or unsure about how to help someone in mourning, leading to uncomfortable silences or offers of vague support like "let me know if you need anything." However, what grieving individuals often need is not vague offers, but concrete actions and empathy from those around them. In her own experience, Sandberg found that what helped most were friends who showed up with specific offers of help, whether it was bringing meals, helping her with daily tasks, or simply sitting with her in silence. These small, practical gestures of kindness and support were invaluable to her healing process. In fact, Sandberg recounts that one of the most important things her friends did was to listen without judgment or trying to fix her pain. Simply being present, acknowledging her loss, and allowing her the space to grieve were some of the most supportive actions they could take. The authors emphasize that emotional support systems are crucial not only for recovery from grief but also for sustaining joy and well-being in everyday life. They encourage people to create strong networks of friends, family, and colleagues who can offer both emotional and practical support in times of need. This, Sandberg notes, is a form of leaning in that goes beyond professional ambition. It's about leaning into relationships and emotional connections that can carry people through life's toughest moments. Helping others through their grief. One of the most practical pieces of advice offered in Option B is how to support someone who is grieving. Sandberg and Grant explain that rather than offering generalized statements like, "let me know if you need anything," it's more helpful to take specific, concrete actions. They suggest simple, thoughtful gestures like inviting someone to dinner, offering to help with errands, or even just sending a heartfelt message to let the person know you're thinking of them. These small acts can make a big difference, especially when someone is feeling overwhelmed and doesn't have the energy to ask for help or articulate their needs. Sandberg also discusses the importance of showing up, even when it feels uncomfortable or awkward. Often, People avoid reaching out to those who are grieving because they fear saying the wrong thing or making things worse. But the authors remind readers that offering imperfect support is better than offering none at all. Acknowledging the loss, expressing sympathy, and simply being there are far more meaningful than staying silent out of fear. Additionally, Grant highlights the importance of understanding that everyone grieves in their own way and at their own pace. Some may want to talk about their loss, while others might need space and time to process their emotions privately. The key is to be patient and responsive to their needs, offering support without pressure. Rediscovering joy and meaning. At its core, option B is about rediscovering joy and meaning after loss. Sandberg and Grant argue that while life may never return to what it was before a traumatic event, it is still possible to find happiness and purpose. The path to recovery is neither quick nor linear, but with the right support, mindset, and coping strategies, it is possible to build a new life that, while different from what was imagined, can still be fulfilling. For Sandberg, rediscovering joy involved finding ways to honor her grief while also making space for happiness. She learned that it was okay to laugh, to experience moments of joy, and to move forward with her life even though her pain hadn't disappeared. By integrating grief into her life rather than trying to eliminate it, she found a way to hold both joy and sorrow, allowing her to live fully again. Through personal stories, research-backed insights, and practical advice, Option B offers readers a powerful framework for facing life's challenges, building resilience, and rediscovering the possibility of joy after loss. The authors remind us that while we cannot always control what happens to us, we can choose how we respond, and in doing so, we can find strength, purpose, and happiness even in the most difficult of times. Conclusion. In Option B, Sheryl Sandberg and Adam Grant offer a profound and practical guide to navigating life's hardest moments, providing a framework for building resilience in the face of adversity. The book is fundamentally about hope, about finding the strength to carry on, not by avoiding or denying pain, but by embracing it, learning from it, and ultimately growing through it. What begins as a personal memoir of Sandberg's grief after the sudden death of her husband expands into a universal exploration of how individuals can recover from all kinds of losses, whether they involve death, illness, career setbacks, or unexpected life changes. The authors emphasize that resilience is not a rare trait possessed by only a few but a skill that anyone can develop. Through a combination of deeply personal stories, psychological research, and actionable advice, Sandberg and Grant provide a roadmap for building resilience, offering strategies that allow people to bounce back from hardship. These strategies include recognizing and reframing negative thoughts, cultivating self-compassion, practicing gratitude, and leaning on the support of friends, family, and community. One of the key takeaways from the book is that, while option A, the life you initially envisioned, may no longer be available, option B can still offer meaning, joy, and purpose. Sandberg's own journey is a testament to this, as she finds new ways to experience happiness, honor her loss, and continue to live fully. In fact, the authors suggest that the growth and strength developed in the face of adversity can lead to a richer, more compassionate life than might have been possible without the trauma. Moreover, the book is not just about personal resilience but also about how to support others in their times of need. The authors provide guidance on how to help people who are grieving or facing other challenges, offering practical advice that ranges from simple acts of kindness to the importance of just showing up and listening. By fostering a culture of empathy and understanding, we can help others find their option B and build resilient communities that are better equipped to handle life's inevitable challenges. Ultimately, option B delivers a powerful message: life's hardest moments don't define us, but how we respond to them does. The book encourages readers to find hope and meaning even in the darkest times, reminding us that while we may not be able to control what happens, we can always choose how we respond. And in choosing resilience, we not only survive but also open the door to new possibilities for joy, connection, and personal growth.